The hailing frequencies are open, and you know that means that this is Geek History Lesson, and I'm Jason Inman.
And I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. We just wrapped up our Wong episode, which, shout out to both Jason and Diego, was truly much more interesting than I thought it was going to be.
Diego was a massive help on that. Mm-hmm. So I just want to throw out a shout out to Diego. And I've already had conversations with Diego because he did such an amazing job that he's gonna start helping me out more regularly in the future,
Woo! Which
is really good. So which is because I need it. But yes, he did some heavy lifting on Wong. He read some stuff that I could not find and could not read. So he was a big help.
Sweet.
So,
So we're going to talk about, we're going to start with Wong, and we're going to talk about other supporting characters in the MCU who we would either like to see maybe get a bigger feature or maybe join the Avengers. I don't think joining the Avengers has to be the end all be all.
Well, in terms of the MCU.
Yes.
Right now, the big mamma jamma is, will this character join the Avengers? Now, they're being all cagey right now. At the time of this recording, Kevin Feige is very much like, I don't think we will do another Avengers movie.
Yeah, he says that because D23 hasn't happened yet.
Yes. they will do some movie in the future that has Avengers in the title. Now, whether that is Young Avengers, Dark Avengers,
New Avengers,
yeah. I don't know. They're
Avengers : Dark Reign or, you know, whatever.
They're going to do it.
Yeah, of course they are.
Because it's
the brand.
Yeah. Also because every Avengers movie, I don't know if Age of Ultron made $1 billion, but 1, 3, and 4 made $1 billion. So they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because the minute you put Avengers, it's like Star Wars in the title.
I know a lot of people who only see the Avengers branded movies.
Yep. I will tell you, last year while I was packing Super Best Friend Issue 1 rewards, I only watched the 4 Avengers movies. And I will tell you, if those are the only Marvel movies you watch, you have a pretty good time. And you kind of also, you sort of learn what happens in the other movies without having to watch the other movies.
Yeah, because they're all set up for the Avengers movies.
Yeah, so I don't know, for more and more, I'm just I think that'll be, I think the only single, I let Captain America Civil War in there because I think that's an Avengers movie.
I agree, and it should have been called.
But anyways, we're talking about Wong because basically as we last saw in Spider-Man No Way Home, we haven't seen Doctor Strange 2 at the time of this recording. He's the new Sorcerer Supreme. They tell us that in Spider-Man, which of course in the logistics of that universe, that's true, because Wong's been around longer than Steven. It would be ridiculous to make Steven the Sorcerer Supreme. Although I would bet...
Steven will be the Sorcerer Supreme within the first act of Doctor Strange 2.
I think by the final act.
Mm.
I think the trial by fire that he goes through a multiverse of madness will make him... I will say this. If Benedict Wong wasn't a great actor... And he is a great actor, is what I'm saying. But I'm saying if we lived in a world where Benedict Wong wasn't a great actor.
Or a lesser actor. Was
or a lesser actor. Yes. I think they would definitely have killed Wong in Doctor Strange 2.
They might still.
They might. I don't think they're going to.
I'm just saying they might.
I don't think they're going to. I think Benedict Wong is such a powerhouse and he's popped up in other movies
he's
now.
He's clearly game for anything. Yeah.
Yes. I think they're going to keep him around. So I wanted to talk about that, Ashley, because we live in this weird universe where some of the supporting characters are kind of becoming bigger than the main character. We had Wong show up in Shang-Chi, without Doctor Strange. Do we think they will have Wong join a team of some sort, separate of Steven in the MCU?
Separate of Steven?
Or do you think they'll do it together?
It's interesting with Wong. I could see Wong being relegated to a Jarvis or Alfred type role for the whole Avengers team.
Mm.
Your man in the chair almost.
Yeah.
I would like him to become an Avenger because I think Benedict Wong deserves the pay bump and the work and the appearances. I think in story reasons, it's going to be a little harder of why he becomes an Avenger.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're going to do something like the all Asian Avengers team that we had in the comic books for a while. Mm-hmm. If Shang-Chi leads a team, I could see him being a part of that team.
Yeah, interesting.
With some other character, maybe with Miss Marvel or...
Well, I don't know. I could easily see him becoming an Avenger just because...
With Doctor Strange on the same team?
Yeah, because if you look at where he shows up,
yeah,
he's always with Doctor Strange.
That's true.
Even in Spider-Man No Way Home, we made sure Wong was there.
Yep.
We didn't have to put Wong serves no purpose in that movie besides just telling Steven, like, hey, don't do it.
Yeah. And becoming everyone's favorite meme.
Yeah. But it's interesting because we've now had Wong appearances without Steven.
Yeah.
But every time Steve, even in Avengers Infinity War, when Dr. Stephen Strange shows up, Wong's there.
Yeah.
And in the Endgame, Wong's there.
Yeah, it's cool. With
and Wong Dr. Strange, there. Yeah. Wong's there.
Yeah.
So like we have yet to have, I misspoke. Thor Ragnarok, it's only Dr. Strange. There is no Wong.
That's true.
Okay, so it's 1-to-1. So I apologize, everybody. I forgot about that cameo. But like, I think they're going to put them, they almost feel like they're making them a pair.
Kiss.
Yeah, sure.
Instead of bringing the Night Nurse back for no reason.
But a lot of that, like, and then there's a lot of characters, some for good, some for ill, that the MCU are throwing up into the air and trying to make like, hey, these are Avengers.
Well, I'll give you a great example of that is Rhodey.
Yeah.
Like Rhodey to me is the ultimate. Now it's also because like I don't particularly care for Iron Man. I think Rhodey has eclipsed Iron Man in his importance to the MCU and like how long he's going to stay around.
Well, I think that's because Don Cheadle has stayed up. I wish the MCU would give him that importance because they have not, because they basically have proven that by not giving him a movie.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, you're going to get a TV show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you say to yourself, what?
Well, it's the same reason with Falcon, because they were like, what if people are too racist for this?
You know, and the
same thing with Miss Marvel.
The sad fact about that is that
it's because they're black.
You're 100% right, because after the success of Iron Man 2, which was their third movie.
Yeah.
And War Machine is a big part of that movie.
Academy Award nominee.
Don Frank Cheadle Jr., Kansas City's favorite son. The fact that you didn't greenlight a War Machine movie as the next movie or in the next five is crazy. The fact that Rhodey actually as War Machine is not in the first group of Avengers is a little weird.
The fact that Black Panther was our first black superhero lead before Rhodey.
Because Rhodey is all over. Rhodey's in the first movie.
Yeah. Different actor, but like he is there from the jump.
Yeah, from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
I have a list here from Cinema Blend. I don't think it's a great list, but there are other supporting characters from the MCU. And I want to talk about like, we can talk about like what we think they'll do with them, and also like, do we think they'll add them to an Avengers movie?
Totally.
Based on what we know right now, the first one is Valkyrie from Thor.
Absolutely, she's going to be.
I think
Tessa Thompson will stick around, and I think Natalie Portman will GTFO once that movie's done.
Well, and also I think they will. That will allow them to add more diversity to the Avengers, and because the first group of Avengers doesn't have much diversity.
No, it has almost none. In fact, and that also allows them to have a Thor type. So yeah, absolutely, I think so.
Let's talk about Mary Jane Watson Zendaya. Do you think based on the ending of Spider-Man No Way Home, where she doesn't remember Peter?
Why would she be on an Avengers team?
No, I'm just talking about, let's talk about what is going to happen with her.
Sorry.
These are not all going to be Avengers.
Sorry.
We don't have to treat the question so literally. Do we think we see her again?
I will say this. The good thing about that.
Is that she's dating Spider-Man?
1 year later choice. Or brightest, whatever the hell that stupid
one more
movie,
day.
One more day. Is they get a blank slate. So they can fix all of the stupid shit that they did with her character. I like Zendaya as an actor. I'd like to see her stick around. I think the smarter thing, the more interesting thing to do would be to introduce any of Peter's other girlfriends and then have him come around to marry or MJ again later. We know that Black Cat, for example, has been cast in that universe. So I don't think, especially with Euphoria as popular as it is, I don't think they're going to waste Zendaya. In either the Sony universe or the MCU.
Here's an interesting one. Okoye, Danai Gurira.
They will absolutely waste her. She will not get her due. She is going to be the lead of the Wakanda show, which again, they were too racist to just make a movie about.
Yeah.
The Dora Milaje show.
And we don't know like how she's going to be in Black Panther 2, but like they kind of like gave her an Avengers-y role in Endgame. Because she was in all the people reporting around the world.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Shuri was also there in the end fight.
I would be surprised if they don't put her on an Avengers team. But
I'll tell you who I think they're going to put on an Avengers team is M'Baku.
Oh, see, he's next on the list.
Yeah.
When to do. I have a stealth theory that he's the new Black Panther. Over Shuri.
He should be.
Yep.
Not to get into the vaccination discussion, but he should be.
Yeah,
he absolutely should.
I have a secret theory that he's the real Black Panther.
If we are unwilling to simply recast, which I understand, and I don't. Why not? Why not make it M'Baku? Everyone loves him.
Mm-hmm. This list, by the way, puts Valkyrie on here twice, which I don't.
This list that I'm looking at, the Mary Sue's list, sure, has Frigga on it, and I was like, "What Frigga else is Rene Russo going to do?
She's dead."
Yeah.
Mine ends with Wong, and then it goes the Grandmaster, which is just like,
mine
okay.
Mine has Jimmy Woo on it.
Jimmy Woo.
I would be okay if Jimmy Woo became like our new Coulson, because I don't like who they've turned Coulson into.
Well, Coulson.
Randall Park is great.
We'll never see Coulson in another movie except in the past, because they're never going to acknowledge Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And then they have John C. Reilly, and I was like, who the hell was John C. Reilly?
Oh, he was Ronan Dex. In
he's called Roman Day.
I'm sorry.
I mean, unless typoed it.
Dex, I think, is the name of a character from Stargate Atlantis.
He's a Nova character, right?
Yeah, he's one of the Nova cops.
Yeah, Nakia is also on this list.
I bet you $1 million you see that character, John C. Reilly, in the Nova show.
In a flashback or something like that?
No, I bet you he lives.
Does he?
Yes, you see him at the end of the movie.
Oh, that's right, with his little pink baby.
Yes, because he's the one that he gives them back the ship. He gives them the Milano and they fix it.
I'd be cool with that. I like John C. Reilly.
Yeah. I bet you see him in the Nova show.
That'd be fun.
If he's not busy and if they can afford him.
Right. Yeah. Superstar John C. Reilly.
I'm trying to think if there are any other characters.
So on this list they had...
My list is over.
They had Nakia from Black Panther, Lupita Nyong'o.
I wish we would
see
her
more. I don't
think
we're going to see very much.
I think she's too busy. I think she's too busy with other movies.
She's too busy getting nominated for awards. They have Korg on here, who I certainly hope we never see again.
We'll see him again, but I'm not a big fan of Korg, so he's a walking joke. So I don't really want to see him on a team.
They have Zhu Ziling, who is Shang-Chi's sister on here, who I could barely remember what her name was, so I don't really care to see her again. Mm. They have a character from Loki, Hunter B-15, the black lady.
Who is that?
She's a black lady from Loki. I didn't watch. Look, I'm fully aware the part of what makes Hunter B-15 so great is the mystery behind her. What is she seeing when Sylvie unlocks her repressed memories in Loki? We don't find out, which means that every viewer can imagine what a happy memory would be. No, absolutely not.
I think that that's a wishful thinking for fans.
And that's the end of this list. So,
all right.
These lists, I think, are not great.
No, but it also goes to show you what a little bit of a, I would almost say, like, it's hard when they cast like big name actors in supporting roles.
Yes.
Because then like you're constantly short shifting all these great actors.
Yeah, I agree with that. But also we're at this point where who is not going to accept a Marvel movie? In any capacity.
I would take it even though I'm not an actor. I'd be like, heck yeah.
Absolutely. I would take absolutely any part of it.
So anyways, there you go. There's our thoughts on that. Everybody, we hope you enjoyed this extra geek history lesson.
We would like to read your list and your suggestions down in the comments.
Please comment away. Yeah. And thank you so much for your support. It's because of you, we can record episodes like this. And thank you to Wong for putting up with all that suffering.
Thank you, Wong.
All right, everybody. Goodbye, super friends.
Bye.